Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rude.
I'm Just Terrell. You ever been elsewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Yeah, well, we are those people who have been having these conversations since college.
Yep, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast, Love Island USA, Season 8, recap of episodes 23 and 24. Be sure to like, subscribe, rate, and leave a review.
You know, we had to do this a little early. Shout out J-Ro, welcome in. And Leah says, hey, I caught alive. I like it. I got a text. I caught alive.
We got a match.
Guess the notifications didn't work. I got to travel tomorrow for work. Thank you, Miss B. Said we right here. Miss Beeple Word said we're right here with you. We appreciate you. I got to travel tomorrow, so I know we'd normally do it on Wednesday, but had to force Terrell to go ahead and take even more notes quicker so we can get this out today. Otherwise, I don't know when we would have gotten to this. It would have been a long one on Sunday. So let's get into it, man, because there's so much to get into. There's so much smoke to go around. Because, you know, here it is. We're coming off of the episode where so much was happening. The recoupling happened, right? And now we're post-recoupling. And Anaya is losing it. And she's saying, he doesn't even want to go back and talk to me.
I wouldn't talk to you like that. You just wouldn't. Let me give you some space, and then maybe I'll check in. But while you're sitting there crying after everybody just got done yelling at me, do you think I'm going to be like, Anaya, can I pull you real quick? No. Get out of here with that.
That's okay. That's what confused me, because I'm trying to understand, what did they expect in that moment? Hey, TT, I'll be back. It's not even about her. It's
she's
like,
upset. Let me go talk to
him. She would not have talked to him. And we find this out later. And Aegon says she needs to go home. She said she wants to go home. Should they have let her go home? Huh?
Yeah, no one else wants her there. So she's single, but no options.
She is. Hey, Hummingbird says Anaya belongs on Married at First Sight.
No, she's not mature enough for that.
That's a good point. Never mind. I was about to say, we'll get to that. Here's the thing. They cussed Casey out every which way but loose. She's mad that they're not upset, because the guy's over there and they're laughing a little bit. Now, they're not laughing at her, but of course she thinks they're laughing at her.
Because it's all about Anaya.
Of course.
Everybody's focused on Anaya. And I love what Parmita says. She's like, these girls are acting like y'all were married. It was just... You're together 2 or 3 weeks. Calm it down.
Now, had Anaya heard that, we might have seen some blows flying. Because, I mean, like, that was kind of bad to be saying at that moment, right?
Yeah. Oh, y'all are married. Calm it down.
Anaya breaks down to the point that she falls to her knees. I mean, this reminds me of when people go to funeral and just fall on the casket just because.
Yeah,
like, you didn't even know who that was. Oh, my bad. But Melanie's right there to pick her up. Do you like the pep talk?
No, because look at that Melanie, you know, again, dead ass. Look, bro, he's nowhere. He's a little man. You're going to have to build up. You don't need to build a bear. Get out of here, Melanie, as you deal with Sincere.
That's... And the way they call this man out of his name so much, man. I'm going to call them the Villa Bullies, plain and simple.
Yeah.
Because that's all. You don't need to build a bear, bitch. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Okay. Later that night, Anaya decides, look, I'm not sleeping in a room. It's probably better, because nobody be able to make out with all that crying. So. Hey, can you calm me down? I'm Corbin trying to kiss over here.
Hey. I'm sure Corbin and Parmita would push through that. They would be fine. With all that crying.
Like J-Ro said, Parmita's acting like she's married. Well, she's like, she got that lockdown, apparently. But Melanie goes to check on her, which I like. Melanie, again, going to go check on Anaya. But again, here we go with the name calling Casey a little kid, calling him a dickhead. I'm like, Jesus, what are we doing?
Yeah. Again, this goes to the immaturity piece, because it's not like she got done wrong. That's what I don't understand. It's part of the game. It's part of the show.
By the way, J-Ro says, I love y'all, but y'all ain't got no empathy. Like, damn. No, look, I want you to understand this. I was a big fan of Anaya from the very beginning. I think Anaya is beautiful. And Tara will tell you, I do not throw that word around very loosely, right?
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful is pretty and fine. She is all of that.
Yeah.
Till you get to know her and realize that she got some stuff to work on. And that's all I'm saying. All of this, you know. Come, matter of fact, let's go. I got receipts. Yeah. Let's go.
If I could just add to that.
Please.
I have empathy. Yeah. But what I don't have is there needs to be a level of accountability. And it's almost as if women get a pass.
Yes.
For this. She's only been with this guy a few weeks. Mm-hmm. It is not like this was that serious of a relationship. Calm it down. She was exploring. She had the opportunity to do exactly what Casey did. He kept talking to her about it before they left to go to Casa. He had a conversation with her and talked about exploring. She said, I don't even want to do this. She got up and walked away. So that's all on her. Like, you got to, I believe in empathy, but I need y'all to like hold her accountable too. You know, it's not all Casey, but she's wrong. Nothing wrong with it.
Didn't all the girls try to tell her to choose Carl? So if she chose Carl, should he come back and cuss her ass out too? Because if he didn't pick TT, y'all would have been like, oh, well, great. She did the right thing. No, come. It can't. 3 weeks, 3 days can't be good for her and bad for him.
Right.
Plain and simple. Plain and simple. Top Fly says, what'd you guys think of the way Melanie talked about Casey when she was consoling Anaya? Honestly, if you live in a glass house, don't throw stones. And Melanie got to worry about her house first.
That's weak. It's weak to do that. You know, I think, and I think that's something that the ladies will do on the show. Call that dude out of his name and talk all that trash. Guys, we don't do that.
Right.
You know, we don't do, you know.
Some guys do.
She's a bitch. She's this. She's that. You didn't say anything negative about anybody I've ever dated that it hurt me to end it. Mm. You never said anything bad about
the
person.
I sure didn't. I thought it, but I didn't
say why. Yeah, but why would Melanie think it's okay to say all this stuff about KC?
Yeah. Katie, we're excited for movie night too, honestly. You know, did y'all catch Kata almost, she almost slipped up, almost got her ass kicked off the island, at least half of her, but she said, KC's a bitch ass.
Yeah.
Guy.
Yeah.
She caught herself.
Yeah, look here, New Hampshire. Don't get messed up in this villa.
Now, the village bullies, they decided to play nice with Parmita. Did you kind of like this, though?
I thought it was nice because at least they told her, hey, we don't have an issue with you. You're beautiful, all that. We get it. Our issues with Corbin. But again, I don't understand what their issue is with Corbin. But whatever. And I think Parmita was like, hey, thanks for sharing me. But if a guy is going to cheat, he's going to cheat. Mm-hmm. You know, they can be nice to you and say all the right things. If they're going to do something, they're going to do something.
Yeah. You know, the funny thing is that they're like, yeah, but we just don't respect him. We don't respect Corbin. I'm like, but y'all respect Zach and Bryce? Kata's black, so she can say it. She can half say it. That's why she can
she can say it around some people. Some people she can't say that around because they might get the idea of like, oh, well, she can say it.
Oh, my God. Melanie and Sincere having a combo, right? And Sincere points out that Melanie was exploring more people than he was.
I explored the hell out of one person. You lightly explored two people. So you're wrong.
Hey, that man is a con artist when it comes to that man. Yeah. Melanie says, look, I don't want to be embarrassed. I don't want to feel dumb.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we did see Tierra and KC having a combo after all this. And I do like how she was still standing 10 toes down with him right there.
Yeah, I mean, he was getting attacked. What could he do? Mm-hmm. Because if he was trying to get mad and like lash back out at Anaya, that's going to make him look worse.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so he was stuck. And so I'm glad that she stood up for him, but also reminded him, hey, I got you. You ain't got to worry about it.
Right. And I like that. I actually like that. Now, you know, America's favorite couple right now, Brinity, Trinity and Bryce, they're in soul ties. And Bryce is telling such a good story that even I almost believed him as he's talking about how much he missed her.
He missed her so much that he's going to tell on everybody else.
Yeah, that boy was dry snitching.
Yeah, KC was like, you know, really exploring with everybody. So every night there was a different girl in my bed because KC didn't. Why, Bryce? Why not just say, hey, Trinity, I missed you so much. Mm-hmm. So that'd be, I didn't explore anything. Only thing I did was in the challenge, and that's it.
Now, he didn't tell a lie, right? Because he did have two different women in his bed on different nights because of KC. However, he knew if I tell half of the truth, I've just wound this woman up again, and she's going to go off like she just did at the recoupling, right? And that's all he has to do. But he was with everybody. It was two people.
Everybody in here kiss him.
That's why I don't like Bryce. I don't trust Bryce. And all you Queen Trinity stands, you're going to have to pick up the pieces when this is all said and done. I promise you, because he is going to hurt her, because she actually looks like she likes him, and I feel bad for her. Kata and Zach, another one. I feel bad for Kata, too, because Zach is, oh, there were only three kisses. And, you know, I cuddled, but here's the thing. Kata's face tells you.
Right.
Not if, but when she sees what really happened, she's going to get hurt.
Problems. She's going to be upset, rightfully so.
And what do you think about Zach and his gaslighting, man? It's not like we're together. You're with that Che guy. You know, the fact that you won the kissing challenge was annoying as hell. Like, seriously?
Yeah. Why would you say that to somebody? Well, it's not like we're boyfriend girlfriend. I can explore. But he's been talking to her that way from the beginning. Remember?
Yeah.
Even in going to the hideaway. Hey, so I don't want to make this too serious because I might want to explore.
Right.
If another bombshell comes in. He has been, so kudos to Zach for being true to who he is. So Kata, he's been telling you.
He has. She's just not listening because, you know, and she said, well, he's still not out of the doghouse. Well, we see later on that night that wasn't the case because, did you see Zach and Bryce celebrating when they got done talking to their women, respective women and their, like, Diddy school girls, and y'all call KC a bitch?
Yeah, acting like they're about to kiss and all that. Yeah, no, I saw it.
Dry humping each other?
Yeah. Yeah.
Come on.
I would never.
Ever. Ever, ever? Ever, ever.
Ever. Punch you in the throat.
That Tierra was making... I like that Tia was making nice with the girls too. Even though she lied to them and said, well, you know, Bryce and Zach were on their best behavior. Zach was not. Bryce.
Well, Zach was because he had no one to behave with after the second day.
And Bryce was because they had nobody to play with. Yes.
Yeah, right? He had nobody. So he was good at that point.
Melanie, you know, had to ask about Sincere. And you know, you can see this, man. It's just like the pain in her. We're watching this over these two episodes. We're watching her come from here and just sliding down. And I feel for her. That night in the bed, everybody's getting to sleep except for Zach and Kata. They're getting it in. And when she hits the, oh, Zach, he has to hit her with the love you. What'd you say? Oh, boy.
Nothing. Back to the stroke.
You know, it's funny because I'm just here for the beef. Bryce says Bryce and Zach find all this funny now, but I wonder how they'll respond when they see how the world is reacting.
They won't care.
They won't care. And the fact that everybody's still, oh, Brinity. Yeah. That girl's going to get her heart hurt.
Now, I'm curious if there's anyone in their early 20s that's any of the ladies in the live in their early 20s. Do you think that it's really suspect the way Bryce and Zach have been acting? Or is it just us old people that we look at that and we're just like, nah, dude, you're wrong? Because I'm thinking maybe it's just some young people are going to be like, they're just boys having fun and overlook that. But to me, I don't know, just curious to see what young girls think.
Because I was young too at one point.
I was too, but I never did that.
We ain't do that.
Hey, Yanni, look at this.
Up, all you can, you'll be uppercut.
Yeah.
A. Gordon says Bryce and Zach were laughing together at the fire pit when Trinity was going off. They sure were. That was the, we did it. We got it. Again, there's, y'all wait. We'll see. J-Ro says she'll be all right when she gets her 100,000. Her 50. After taxes, her 23. by the way, Leah says, I'm 27, so I'm Bryce's age. It is weird for sure.
Okay, thank you, Leah. Yeah, thank you.
Toya says, we only see an hour. They're dealing with it all day. Yeah, true. Quick shout out to everybody rocking with us, man. I know we're a day early, and we appreciate you being right here with us, whether you're part of the live crew watching right now or you're part of the replay gang. Do us a favor as we are on this journey to 10K. Hit that like button. Then, importantly, please, if you're not subscribed, please subscribe. Hit that bell for notifications.
And if you really want to support the channel, join the regulars by becoming a member. Use the shortcut and scan the QR code that's on the screen. It's less than $3 a month. You'll get custom emojis, early access to random thoughts and RGRT pod reaction videos, and more, including members-only live streams for story time with Terrell.
You know, to the replay gang, I need you to do me a favor too. Just swipe across and then hit that hype button for us. And to all the podcast fam, listen on your favorite app. Thank you too. Leave us a 5-star rating and a quick review. If you'd like to support in style, there's another QR code above. Actually, I think I had them backwards. This is the beer regular. That's the merch one.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, there you go. Subscribe. Be a regular here. Get your merch here. There we go. I don't know if I want to leave a word yet. I don't know if I want to leave a word because, you know what? Yes, let's leave an emoji instead of a word. Broken heart, because that's what we're going to see on this episode. There's a lot of broken hearts on this episode in many different ways, right? And we'll get to all of those too, because the next day, Zach is bringing up to the guys, hey, I didn't get much sleep because I was
nerd. Why would you do that?
What'd you think of Trinity getting all excited because Bryce finally decided to have some French fries?
Yeah, she caught her first white fry. You know, she has had a white French fry before. So good for her. She's sharing a new experience. She's used to the sweet potato fries. Now she just had regular.
With just salt, it's not that bad.
Yeah, little bland, but it works.
Anaya, as everybody goes together in soul ties, she's like, I don't want to talk to Casey. Now I want y'all to keep that in mind because this does come back up later. Mm-hmm. She specifically said she doesn't want to talk to him.
Right.
Okay. Speaking of Casey, he's over there talking to Caleb, right? Mm-hmm. And he's saying that he knows he has to talk to Anaya, right? But it's hard to do it when it's hostile. Fair?
Fair. Like, I'd love to talk to you, but there's a lot of angry energy coming off you right now. The conversation won't be productive, so there's no point.
Right. And it's only going to rile up anymore. So, you know, she seems pretty relaxed over there by the kitchen area, sitting down talking to Sincere and Zach. And Sincere, well, hey, so did you really like Carl? And she's like, yeah. You know, we had the best conversations. He was awesome. He was so much fun. But you didn't like him.
But she didn't like him.
We saw the kiss. You ain't like that man.
Yeah.
And then she even had the nerve to say if she had brought him and chosen him, he would have been a safe option, which is what he's going to be because we know he's coming back.
Right. Yeah, it's going to be a safe option, but you didn't play the game the way you should have played the game.
Right.
Because you brought him back, it doesn't quite mean that you are 100% closed off now from Casey.
Right.
It just means you want to explore this, and maybe if it works out, great. If not, maybe you and Casey might realize, hey, we explored. It's not better than what we have for 3 weeks. I'm going to get back with that. That is an option. It's on the table.
Right. by the way, Toya says he's a coward. No, you let somebody calm down first.
Mm-hmm. I'm not going to talk to you while you're upset and crying and angry. I'm going to wait.
Shay's like, technically, it wasn't productive. You're right. It wasn't productive, but not for the reasons you say here, because Casey Pullen then said you first. So what? Ladies don't want to come first? That's all he was doing, letting her come first. Go ahead.
I see what you did there.
Oh, you did. Did. Sorry. It's funny because Zach tries to be positive, right? And tell Anaya that she did the right thing by putting herself out there for someone that she cared about. And yeah. Anaya's like, well, he didn't care about me. And to Zach's credit, and this is, again, I got a lot of shit for Zach. But I got to tell, at least give him some props on this one. But he's like, no. He did care. And she's like, no, he didn't. I'm like, you know what? Whatever. And he did exactly what I would have done. Never mind.
Yeah. Yeah, I tried. Forget about it.
Yeah. Now, here's the thing, too, because Anaya tells us she wish she could go back and tell herself this was a bad idea to choose KC, right? However, correct me if I'm wrong, but Trinity damn near cussed out, told her, you better pick Carl. And she didn't. So if she ain't listened to all the women in the house, would she have listened to herself?
Mm-hmm. No, probably not. Probably not.
Jeff says, everyone keeps saying Anaya is too pretty to be insecure, but she is. And that she finally admitted to, by the way. I just want to point that out because she finally admitted to what the problem was. She says, it's embarrassing. Mm-hmm. I don't feel beautiful in here. And I don't understand that. And this is where I really feel, I feel for her. I feel sorry for her because that's why she's mad. Right?
Yeah.
Because to me, she is the most beautiful woman in the house, right? That's her.
To you.
Yes, to you. To me. And I tell you, but here's the thing. She doesn't feel beautiful in the house. Why? Because the other guys, nobody else wanted to talk to her. Everybody she liked didn't like her. This is right. More deep-rooted than what you right. think it is. This is not the first time. This is past trauma coming back. And it's sad to see.
Well, I think what this proves is there's no such thing as being too pretty to be insecure. Because this show has told us that gorgeous people are insecure as hell.
Now, people like Kenzie still get people chasing her.
But this is why gorgeous people don't have a bunch of gorgeous girlfriends. Because they got to... I'm up here. I can't hang around these two because then I'm going to be number two. No.
Right.
So she's just not used to not being the hottest one in the group. And it's beauty is also personality. Mm-hmm. And that's the issue with Anaya. She is gorgeous until when she starts talking and saying this stuff about KC and when all the things about exploring and she pulling all that drama, all that crying she was doing. That takes them away from it.
A. Gordon says, I don't feel sorry for her. She was/is a pampered princess. That's not a reason not to feel sorry for her. You know, we are a product of our experiences, right? And at the end of the day, this is what we're seeing. J-Rose says she talked about feeling that way before. Yes, she did. So I don't know why people are acting like that wasn't the issue. The issue wasn't him. Did he do some messed up stuff? Yes, but she hasn't even seen it yet.
Right.
That's tonight. She's going to have a whole other reason to be upset. Trust me, it's coming. That's internal. And unfortunately, we all have to see it. And I hate that it has to happen for her. And not even just national TV, international TV. So, Inspector Corbin, as I'm going to call him from here, decides to go investigate because he's sitting with Gal, Dylan, and Caleb, and he asks if Anaya was exploring. He found out some stuff, didn't he?
Yeah, apparently Anaya was kissing Carl every day. Now, here's the thing, though.
I think that was an that was an exaggeration, too.
It was an exaggeration because Carl would bring her breakfast and she would give him a peck.
Yes.
They weren't tonguing down.
Right.
It wasn't a sincere Namora situation. Yes. He just got a peck because he made a breakfast. That's not that big a deal. If you get excited over a peck. And maybe Carl did because he thought maybe there was something more. That peck meant something. But no.
But this is how, we get to see how the game of telephone, because then you see Casey like, well, she's been kissing him, kissing and hugging up on him all day. That is not what they said. And that is not what happened. Right? So, but that's what happens when the information gets carried across from a group of people. Zach and Kata are having a convo, and he tells Kata that he had to explore in Casa because they're not boyfriend and girlfriend yet.
Yeah. Again, he says that again. And you didn't have to explore in Casa. You chose to explore in Casa. Don't put that out there. And Kata is right for the fact that her anger and frustration is not the fact that you explored. It's the fact that you were doing stuff outside of a challenge. She explored by trying to get to know Che, but she didn't do anything physical with him.
Mm-hmm. Here's the thing about that, though. She didn't get upset enough for me because he said, I had to. We're not boyfriend and girlfriend yet. And her response, well, you better say the yet. What? Are you kidding me? Imagine if Casey said, when Anaya started crying, hey, don't cry, because we weren't boyfriend and girlfriend. They would have ate him alive. They might have thrown the whole couch at him.
Yeah, and they would have.
It gets worse. She brings up the fact that but you said some things last night multiple times about him saying love you.
Mm-hmm.
And what does he say? He says,
joking. It's just joking.
That's bad.
It is.
What's worse?
What?
Well, after multiple times, I don't think it was joking.
Yeah. See, that's yes. I mean, I'm done with Kaden too, but I think for Zach, he has to understand you don't play with certain words. You don't joke around with I love yous.
Ever.
You just don't do it. That's that youth. That's that immaturity. You don't mess around with that word. You never say that to somebody.
Right.
Because if you don't mean it. And just because you're inside, I think that's it might have felt like heaven while he was there in the holiest of holies, but you don't have to say the I love you part just because you were in the middle of something, if you will.
Now, he said he was up all night. Do you think he actually went more than one round this time? Because either way, he sure didn't.
Well, they just used one condom. They didn't say they didn't go multiple rounds. They just said they used
one. No, she did say it was only once.
Did she? Okay. Yeah. Well, if they're able to get it in, could he go multiple times in the bed with everybody else in the room? More power to him.
CXM says, Zach says something slick every episode. Now, Trinity asks, don't all men say the L word at the peak of sex? No. Not unless I mean it.
Yeah, we might say
that. There are many people that haven't told that.
I might say, I love your blank.
I love the way you make me feel.
I love how you feel on top. But I would never say, I love you. I love when you do that.
I love what we are doing right now.
Yeah. I love when we get a chance to do this. This is fun.
I love if after 5 minutes, you're ready for round two.
Yeah. I love how flexible you are. I think that is amazing.
Oh, I didn't tell me you met Kenzie before. all right. Melanie and Sincere, and I think this is the most diabolical thing I've seen, because Sincere is like, hey, anything else you want to get off your chest?
Yeah. Yeah, because I mean, he's realizing I'm in the doghouse still, so let's just get it out, be done with it.
Then, of course, the conversation doesn't go the way she wants. She's upstairs crying. Trinity's up there helping her out a little bit, and all I'm seeing is a woman who is emotionally and mentally drained. I'm seeing that in Melanie right now.
I guess all I could see was dead ass. Sincere, dead ass. Yeah, I just got tired of hearing her. Stop talking. Either cry or talk. Don't do both, Melanie. You need to work on that.
She was.
I can't take it. Dead ass, bro.
And you call me cold hearted.
Sorry. Can't take it.
I can't believe you, man.
Dead ass.
What is wrong with you?
That's what she keeps saying. Dead ass.
Anaya and Titi go for a conversation. Did you like this conversation?
I thought it was great because Titi obviously walked into a really tough situation, but I like how she womaned up and talked to Anaya and was really, you know, complimentary of her.
Yeah.
I mean, and let her know, hey, she's not the problem. So I like how TT to me seems like somebody that maybe after an incident in their life, maybe went through some anger management classes and figured out a way to talk to people that's productive.
You don't say.
And not just go straight to violence. So kudos for this version of TT that's showing up now compared to the TT in 2018.
I'm TT. She almost went back. I'm TT. She's about to pull that blade out. I'm. Who are you? I'm TT. Toya says HR had a talk with them. Trust and believe. And, you know, Anaya's lawyer wants to say Anaya was extremely mature for this. Give her credit. I will, up until she says she can never hate anyone. Because then the rest of these episodes, what does she do? Keep proving herself wrong. Hating, hating, hating. And then tells us all disrespect towards KC. Which I gotta ask, at what point is enough enough?
Yeah.
When are you done? Because the more you go on like this, you know who's moving on? He is.
Yeah.
You know who is still stuck in this, just being eaten alive by the shit? She is. And you gotta let it go. This is why I had to learn to let stuff go, because can't watch somebody else be happy and then you just still over there mad. You gotta
let it go.
Chase, Anaya was just scared. No, production is there. She's fine. KC, Sincere, and Corbin having a chat, and then Corbin tells them that Anaya was kissing on Carl every morning. And this is where this starts to just go all out of whack, right? No, you okay? Okay, there you go. And then Corbin actually spits a little knowledge I think you might agree with.
Yeah, no, I heard you.
Okay. He says, you know what's going to get them mad at us when they see us happy and not giving a F? True?
He's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You're not going to stop them from being mad. You have no control over that. So right. Go be happy. That's all you can really do.
That's all you can do. And then all of a sudden,
I got a text!
It's time for another challenge. They're all excited. You know, it's not what they think it is. Didn't they learn from the last time when they thought the heart rising challenge was going to be one thing and to get all excited about twerking, thinking of shaking them cakes? I mean, there was a little bit of that, but still. My birthday twin, Megan Thee Stallion, shows up and goes to talk to the girls, goes to talk to the guys. Anything stood out to you from that part before they get to the challenge?
So you see how Bryce quickly volunteered to give Megan the tour. This is my bed right here. Look, you want to know how to play chess? I can teach you. I'm into black girls now. I don't know if you've been watching.
What did you think of the challenge itself? The first one with the musical cakes.
Yeah. Some of the ladies should not dance like that. It's not in you. I won't call out who. Just saying. A couple of them. That's not your move. Stick to the rivers and the lakes that you're used to. Don't do this.
The rivers and the splits you're used to.
Yeah. Just do your splits. You got that. But other than that, don't do it. And even for the guys, you know, some of their moves was just funny. It was hilarious. It looked like they had fun with it. And what was it? KC, one for the guys. TT, one for the ladies. Coincidence?
Right. And then what did Megan say? Well, we all like KC, so the girls won.
Yeah. I don't know. Why is this a boys versus girls challenge? Just say, hey, Megan, it's who you want to win.
Right. Pick. Yeah, she was very biased in this, by the way. The other one with the throwing the cakes and the creaming, just petty, but anything else?
Yeah, I mean, that was their way to get back. And maybe that was HR's deal. Hey, we're going to do a game. You get that frustration out and throw that cake in their face and you move on. Are we good? Here, go.
When it's all said and done, what we knew we were waiting for, Carl and Amora pop out of the cakes, their respective cakes.
Yep. Knew they were coming back.
Yep.
Now, Anaya, you got a chance. Somebody there likes you.
Yep. Hey, look, because as we get to episode 24, do us a favor. We're continuing that journey to 10K. Hit that like button. If you're not subscribed, please subscribe. Hit the bell for notifications.
Oh.
Amora and Carl, they joined the villa. And Kata, does something that people don't usually do. She asked the right and the wrong question at the exact same time. How was Zach and Casa?
And Amora is like, I'm going to make the best out of my second chance on TV. Zach was fine. But girl, KC, y'all. KC was wild.
It's what's funny about this, too, is as they're getting in there, she says something that, you know, he wasn't as bad as KC. So now Kate is all in her head because TT pulls Amora before she can get her full answer. Like, come on, let's talk first, right?
Yeah.
But did you notice how quick Trinity was to defend Zach? Like, girl, well, she said, not as bad as KC, but that means we don't know what he was doing. Really? Y'all were very sure what KC was doing. Mm-hmm. Why are you so quick to defend the white man and the black man you're condemning?
Now, why you got to bring race into it?
Because that's what they are, a black man and a white man.
Why you got to bring race into it?
I didn't bring it. They did. TT tells Amor, hey, you got to tell him everything, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Says Sincere is different in the villa than he was in Casa.
That's interesting.
It is.
Because she's like, oh, he acted like he didn't even know me. Which is wild because y'all just came from the same house.
Yeah. Is it TT, is it? Is that your name?
Yeah.
Nice to meet you. I'm Sincere.
That was nuts. Well, the moment that everybody at the end of the episode 22 was waiting for, Carl and Anaya, they have a convo, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because he pulls up for a chat and anything come out of this that you feel was productive?
I think kudos for Carl to say pretty much, hey, I'm still interested, but it's going to take me a minute because you didn't pick me.
Yes.
So good on him. I still don't think Anaya likes Carl.
No.
Yeah.
But she will go for him like she went for KC because she didn't like KC either in the beginning. Remember, she was not a fan of KC.
But she picked him every time after that first time. So give her that credit. Toya, I got your back. Give her that credit. She picked him every time except the first time.
That's what the Twitter and Threads warriors are saying.
Yeah.
And Toya. Sincere pulls him more. Well, no, she pulls him. Amora pulls,
she pulls him.
For a chat.
Yeah.
And Melanie.
Yeah. When they're trying to read lips.
Now, I like that Amora did not hold back. She told Sincere, hey, I feel like you use Casa as a hall pass. Is she right?
Yes, she is. He sure did. Yeah. He treated her as if, like, just like he did Soul. Made it seem like this is a thing. And he had no interest in really being with Amora because he planned to pick Melanie regardless.
Yeah. The really interesting moment is when they were leaving, he gave a hug. All right, big dog.
That had me rolling. That is something, that's a player move. That's a player move. When you're out and about, you with one girl and the other girl you've been messing with, she walks up, you're like, oh, what's up, player? Pound it up. All right, big dog. Just give her a little fist bump. I was like, dang, Sincere, that is cold-blooded. Like, they had nothing.
You know, the thing that you see her the more there, she's peeping all his game the entire time. So he can't pull the wool over her eyes anymore. Him and her, done. You can see that. Even though J-Roy is saying, y'all really can't read women. Why? What, because Naya didn't like Carl? She didn't.
What are we missing? Naya doesn't like Carl like that.
She doesn't. When she kissed him the second time, you going to tell me that kiss was passionate? It showed she liked him. If you kissed a man like that, he wasn't going to be around long.
I could read that Amora is upset that he called her big dog. I can read that pretty well.
DJ says that was disrespectful. Sincere's a mess. Yes.
Yes, it was.
You know, the next thing that was interesting was Jen and Gal. And he tells Gal that, Jen tells Gal that she likes him, but she feels like he doesn't like her because he hasn't complimented her once.
Which baffles me, because if you recall some episodes ago when Gabe got voted off, she was talking to, was it Corbin or somebody, saying that she felt Gabe was just really thought she was super attractive. And she goes, and I'm just used to guys thinking I'm so hot. Remember she made that comment?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you got Gal who's not feeding into that.
Mm-hmm.
But now you're upset that he's not feeding into that. You know, he's really just trying to get to know you, although I don't think Gal likes Jen at all. I can read guys. Gal doesn't like his body and language.
And by the way, Anaya does like Carl, like a friend. You know, maybe her and Carl can do like Jen said she was going to do with Gal and compromise.
Compromise? Why?
Why? Yo, I like her. She said it a couple times. He was like, wait, what?
Yeah.
This is why I don't like you. This is why I haven't complimented you.
Yeah, this is
complimented you.
You say.
This is why I haven't complimented you, because of this.
Yeah.
Like, what the hell? We do get I'm almost tired of this Melanie and Sincere convo, because it seems like the same one over and over again.
Over and over. Dead ass.
But this was kind of damage control, because he just got done talking to Amora, right? So now he's trying to, hey, here's what happened in the conversation. Here's what was said.
Yeah, he's trying to get in her good graces. Like, let me just tell you what she just talked to me about. And Melanie already knows that they were making out under the bed, under the covers. So, dude, just own your stuff. But leave Melanie alone.
Exactly. I do. Melanie says respect versus pick me, right? There is a difference.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Do you give her some credit for at least taking a step back and putting the ball in Sincere's court now?
No, she's left it in Sincere's court every single time.
Yeah, true.
She put the ball in his court with Soul. Mm-hmm. And then they get back together.
Mm-hmm.
And now she's putting the ball in his court again after Casa.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're about to get, you know, I mean, just at some point, Melanie needs to take it, you know, own her own happiness and say, you know what? Forget you, Sincere.
Right.
I'm going to sleep in Anaya's bed.
Well, good. We can both be mad together. Kata tells Zach what Amora said about him. You know, he wasn't as bad, but he had a time, but he wasn't as bad as Casey. And Zach does what Zach does best, lie.
Yeah.
He said if he wanted to, he could have brought Alana back.
No, you couldn't. There's nothing you could have done to bring Alana back when it happened.
They better show why she left the island in movie night tonight. That's all I'm saying.
You think?
How could they not?
They probably told them. Maybe they're probably not gonna give it more attention than what it needs.
That's true.
So they probably already told them, but they want to distance themselves from that.
They'll probably just say she left the island early, maybe.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah. He's the ultimate gaslighter, man. He told her, I love you. He said, you're not my girlfriend. And then we did the same thing, even though it wasn't the same, in and out of challenges.
Yeah.
It's almost like Zach and Sincere are the same person, because Sincere is like, yeah, I tell the truth, just not the whole truth.
Tell some things. Yeah, and I think Zach doesn't understand, because Zach would get so mad at Kata how she would wrap her legs around a guy in the challenge. Mm-hmm. And he makes a big deal about that. But he's making out with girls outside of challenges and just expects her to be okay with it.
Right. That night, we see people advancing. Corbin and Parmita showering together.
Mm-hmm.
Carl asking Amora what she wants for breakfast. Anaya's over there, sees that, and then she has, you know, the best wishes for Casey. Oh, my bad. I think that's a typo. She said, fuck Casey.
Yeah. Dude did not do her dirty at all. But, you know, Toy, what do you think about your client now? F Casey.
Yeah,
come on.
She's still mad. Come on, stop. It's okay. It's time to move on. Your man's back. Hopefully. Zach and Bryce the next day, though. Zach upset Amora for exposing his lies. And Bryce is kind of hinting at something here that he's ready to do.
Yeah, he's ready to close it off with and just focus on Trinity.
Mm-hmm.
He got some of that dark chocolate. Now he's like, you know what? This is actually nice.
No, he realized there were 142 women that came through Casa and the Villa. None of them wanted his ass.
Yeah.
Only one. He's,
where's that girl that smells like motions? I like that. Motions and cocoa butter. Just something about it.
Then, of course,
I got a text.
And Trinity and Bryce, they are on their way. We get the first date 24 episodes into the season. Jesus Christ. Y'all didn't warn us about this.
Yeah.
What'd you think of the date?
I mean, it's nice. Get some one-on-one time. You get away from the villa. Get a little bit of a break. I thought it was a nice date. And I think they actually had some really good conversation on this date that they haven't had before, at least from what we've seen. Mm-hmm. And then they decided to boo each other up.
Yeah. What's the difference between closed off and girlfriend? Because we saw Corbin and Parmita say they were, well, Parmita kind of bullied him into saying they were closed off. But the difference, because he didn't ask her to close things off. He didn't ask Trinity to close things off, and he asked her to be his girlfriend. Is there a difference? Somebody loves him.
Yeah. So, I don't know.
Oh, by the way, Monique says the dates are random, so we couldn't really give a heads up.
Okay.
Top Flight says a 30-year-old asking a 22-year-old to be his girlfriend. Yikes.
What's wrong with that?
Now, if this was 4 years ago, bigger problem. Five, yeah. Jail.
22, 30, what's wrong with that?
She's 22. We see she's not the most mature.
Oh, but we know that.
But neither is he, so yeah. There's that. Amora pulls Melanie for a sincere chat.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you think of this combo?
I was expecting Amora to share some more tea.
Right.
About what Sincere did. And didn't. And then they wound up coming off as besties and then talking about Caleb. Yeah. Which I never saw the connection they had, you know, Amora and Caleb would have had. But, you know, maybe I'm missing something.
Well, she couldn't tell her that she was going to go after Carl. The girl's already hurt. She couldn't tell Anaya that. If she told Anaya that, Anaya might have had another breakdown. So she couldn't do that. She ought to put her at ease. That's all that is. Kenzie and Corbin, because Corbin pulls her for a chat, immediately apologizes. So
he did.
Kenzie's going to be fine, right?
Of course not. Yeah. He apologized. He said, "What, you know, whatever you heard, I said, I apologize. I didn't mean." He did what he should do.
Yeah.
She just went straight immature again and just talked, you know, just calling him all kind of names still. And I like how Corbin just kind of sit there and took it, let her get it off her chest.
Mm-hmm.
And what did he say? Look, you can accept my apology or not.
That's
I'm still happy. I got this. Yeah. You see what I'm working with over here? Be mad if you want to.
And honestly, that's when you realize that you can't. Yes, you're right, Penelope. Production did tell him to apologize, and he did. And then she acted the ass, and he did what he was supposed to do. All right, well, accept it or not. I'm not going to sit here and grovel at your feet while you do the splits on somebody else. You were fine. 2 seconds after I said the comment I said that was not as bad as you're making it out to be, you were on somebody else.
Right.
And now you're juggling two, even though you've never had a quote-unquote roster.
Mm.
The Top Flight says Corbin apologized and laughed at her.
He's like, okay. Anyway, going back to Parmita.
If you start cussing me out after I apologize, I'm going to laugh at your ass, too. I'm sorry. Yeah. J.O. says, I'm sorry. Corbin sounds so dumb. Y'all have been saying that since he came on the show. It's funny that Parmita goes to tell Jaden, Jen, and Amora that she and Corbin are closed off, and the reaction she gets is not what she expected.
Yeah, they're just like, oh, good for you.
It sounds like they were in the live chat.
Yeah.
By the way, Karma Serene, you know what? You're right about this. Here's why I'm mad at everybody being mad at Corbin, right? Because Carmen, mm-hmm. he didn't even say that out the window comment. It was Casey. Casey did say, oh, Kenzie out the window. He did say that. What Corbin said was, man, I'm going home with somebody new.
Yep.
Somebody different. And he didn't put down Kenzie. He didn't say, I'm going home with somebody who won't split and bring all them germs back into bed with me. He didn't say that. I would have said
yeah. He's like, I'm tired of Wendy's french fries. I'm ready for some El Pollo Loco french fries. I want some of that salsa with my french fries.
Oh, shit. Trinity and Bryce come back. Nobody happier than Zach. But Trinity says it was the best date of her life. Great. This is not at least the breakfast picnic. This is good, right?
I mean, yeah, it was a great date. And the outcome that, you know, she has a boo now.
Yeah. And that's good. Yeah, didn't ask to be closed off, but he did ask her to be his girlfriend is what she told the girls. Yeah. And for the definitions, Anitra says closed off. Is not explaining on the not exploring on the island. Girlfriend is a real relationship mm-hmm. off the island. Oh, so okay, so that's what it is. Girlfriend means we leaving this island. Is this closed off? Is just I'm not exploring anymore. Okay, that makes sense. I think.
Yeah. Okay.
That night, Kenzie pulls Dylan for a chat. Right. And some kisses.
Mm-hmm.
But she still can't help.
Of course.
But shit on Corbin after he apologized.
You got someone else you were happy with. Focus mm-hmm. on that.
Yep. Then we see Jen with Gall. And this is kind of diabolical. Because what he does, I'm watching this and I'm like, is he really? Whoa. Because I feel so guilty because, you know, you picked me. You brought me here. And I'm just not giving you what you want.
Mm. Yeah. Here's the thing. I respect that Gall did. He was honest. Mm. And said, hey, I'm not feeling it. Mm. You know, I know you like these touchy-feely things. That's not who I am. I don't think we're going to be a good fit for each other. And ended it. Which... And I'm sure that shocked Jen because she's like, you don't see all this? You don't like this? No, Jen, he doesn't like you. He doesn't like you. Because if he did like her, mm-hmm. any guy that says they don't like being touchy-feely and all that, it's because they've not been around a person they really like. You will try more if it's someone that you really like. You're not feeling it with Jen. And so good for him to end it and break it off instead of dragging it out. Every time he sits with her, he's like trying to look around and look away. See what Kenzie's doing? He's always looking around. He's not making eye contact with her.
Top Flight said, Gall looks like he lives behind a 7-Eleven.
Wow.
And now I can't unsee it. Penelope, I'm not messing with you. I'm going to leave that one alone. I ain't messing with you. We do see, and we skip forward a little bit, and we do see Kenzie with Gall, right? Mm-hmm. She pulls him for a chat and speakeasy. Jen is in her mm-hmm. feelings watching this because she knows, oh, yeah, now he's where he wants to be. The whole touchy-feely thing he said he wasn't about?
Yeah.
Sure.
Didn't have a problem with Kenzie.
Sure did.
Yeah. Was it biscuits or was it waffles? Remember that?
Yeah, never heard that before in my life.
Yeah, no, but Gall, I mean, this is what he wants, and he tells her, "Hey, I broke it off with Jen." He knows that she's focused on Dylan, and of course, Kenzie's just eating this all up because she has two guys interested in her.
Yeah, and Dylan is like, if she kisses him, and of course, as he's doing that, I'm like, yeah, the way production is cutting back and forth, you know what exactly what's going to happen. And sure enough, Kenzie does what Kenzie does best besides splits.
Yeah.
Tongue in somebody else's mouth. And there she goes with. Everybody bashing the guys for exploring. Kenzie has done it the most. They booted, the girls booted Gabe because he explored with two women. Because he was quick to go to Jen after Beatrice got kicked off.
Mm-hmm.
What did Kenzie do 2 seconds after Corbin said he coming back with somebody different? She did the exact same thing. So I don't understand that. This is where everybody's been waiting for this part. Anaya and Casey, they have a convo. He pulls her and he says, okay, I'll let you speak. Now, you've seen the ladies in the live crew say, that was a coward move. That was a punk ass move. And he didn't do it right. Was he wrong for letting her speak first?
It doesn't matter. It was a lose-lose situation for him.
Right.
He's giving her a chance to say what you got to say. You can say it to my face. Get it out of your system. And then let's just move on.
Yes. Yes. Anaya completely misremembers how the girls ganged up on KC.
You didn't say anything. And then you had TT speak for you.
No, he tried to say something. Y'all kept interrupting. And then TT got tired of it. And she stepped up to speak up on behalf of her man, which is kudos to TT. Because it got everybody's attention. When TT spoke, all of a sudden, everybody...
And who is you?
Yeah, who is you? I'm TT.
I'm TT. You got to get the shoulder shrug with that.
Yeah. TT, say something. Who else must... I'm Debo. That's who I am. Say something else.
That's that jail yard...
Yeah, you talk slick if you want to.
By the way, Shay says, to be fair, I think Casey only pulled an eye because one, his leader Corbin pulled Kenzie, and two, he sees Carl in the villa. And three, because production told him to. He knew he had to.
Yeah, you got to.
Top Flight says Casey tried to let Anaya talk first because he knew she'd cut him off if he went, and then she still did it anyway. She sure did.
Yeah,
she's like, he should have taken accountability and not try to turn it around on her. Did he turn it around? But am I misremembering this? Okay.
I don't believe he did. It's just, you know, I think there's the people that are supporting Anaya, and I get that. Mm-hmm. But I'm team Casey on this one.
Then she calls him an effing coward. He apologizes. And she can't even take the apology and just go, okay. So, you know, if you don't want to accept the apology, that's fine. Because you know what? Only apologizing one time. I'm not apologizing 40 times because you don't want to accept it. But she says, Carl is a good guy. I deserve a good guy. And respectfully, it was not ever you. Then you should have picked him.
Right.
You should have picked Carl. They told you to pick him.
Yeah.
This is where I'm upset with her.
And Casey's only, he's only not a good guy because he brought TT back. That's what makes him bad. Come on.
Which is crazy. By the way, Shay, I love that the KC bashers, the Twitter and threads warriors are saying this. I think people forget we're seeing the edited version. Yes. We've also, here's the thing about it. That's all we see, but y'all are making up a whole nother story.
Yeah.
That there's no evidence of.
Yeah.
This reminds me of a certain red hat with white lettering folks that run around the country right now. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Anaya says she's never felt so belittled in her life. I don't believe her. Because this is pain.
Yeah.
What we're seeing is pain from her, right?
Yeah. I mean, it is. And hey, sometimes people don't like you. It's okay.
Yeah. And again, I want her to get better, feel better. I want to see her smiling again because I like when I see her smiling, and not just because she's being mean. Like when Casey, you are dead ass wrong, dead ass, for asking for one more hug. You knew better than that. Why would you? Why did he do that?
He should have big dogged her. All right then, big dog.
All right, big dog. Yeah. But he didn't. When he says, all right, go get Carl, was he being a smart ass in saying that?
Probably. Well, but she should. Hey, go get Carl. Find your joy.
Okay. If he was being a smart ass, do you then excuse what she said? Bro, leave it alone. I'm going to do what I want to do.
I just let her alone anyway. Go be with TT.
Movie night is next, and that's gonna be interesting to see. I want to know what they're going to think, right? So it's going to be good. It's going to be good. Do us a favor, though. Let us know in the comment section what you thought about it. I see some folks, some folks saying, how did he belittle her? I'm glad to see that in there. But yeah, let's see. Tell us what you thought about this. What you expect to see a movie night. Well, we're going to see it in a second anyway. So
yeah,
thank you,
just
guys.
Just a second. Yeah.
Look, do us a favor, please. Hit that like button. If you're not subscribed, please subscribe. Hit the bell for notifications.
Jones.
Hey, I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Rude, at Just Terrell, and at the RGRT Pod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts or some of the bullshit from the internet. We may talk about it on the show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast.
Cheers.
We've been running this banter since way back in school, where the dorm room debates turn the cool into rules. Talking loud about the world like we're changing the game, but it's just us two, yeah, two sides of the same. Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin. Two regular guys with the will to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we let go. Sports got us heated, yeah, the refs missed the calls. Politics, man, we'll argue till the walls fall. Pop culture don't get us started on trends, but the laughter, my dude, that's where it all ends. You say tomato, I say nah, bro, it's time motto. You think we clashing? Nah, it's the dance of bravado. No winners, no losers, just stories to share. So pass me that bottle and pull up a chair. Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin. Two regular guys with the word to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we let go. Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin. Two regular guys with the word to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we let go. When the convo's done and the bottle runs dry, we'll toast to the clash, to the lows and the highs. Two voices, one friendship, no need to compare. So come as you are and pull up a chair.